Now, we're all carrying a bit of extra baggage at the moment, and I don't just mean around the waistline. I mean in our heads. Calls to crisis hotlines have spiked since the beginning of the lockdown. Last Monday, Lifeline received more calls in a single day than ever before. 3,300 calls in 24 hours. Nationally, they're receiving a call every 13 minutes. Kids helpline calls from children in primary school have soared 200%. More than 1,600 children aged between 5 and 9 have reached out for help. That just blows my mind. 5 years of age, up to 9 years of age. 1,600 kids. You've got year 12 kids who are fretting about their futures. You've got mums and dads who are stressed while teaching from home and working from home. You've got businesses who are going broke and worried about paying bills and putting food on the table. We know that times are tough, and that's why I reckon we should be hearing more from the chief psychiatrist in New South Wales, Dr. Murray Wright. Now, I've got to confess, I didn't even know until recently that we had one. But while I was watching those daily press conferences, I thought, well, shouldn't we be hearing from the chief psychiatrist? Because let's face it, we've never had more mental health challenges than right now. So Dr. Murray Wright is on the line, the New South Wales chief psychiatrist. Good morning to you, doctor.
Good morning, Ben.
Thank you for talking to us. How are you going at the moment, I should ask, first of all?
I'm doing okay, thanks, Ben. I tend to practice what I preach when it comes to managing stress, and so I speak from both my professional expertise but also personal experience.
I thought it was worthwhile having a chat because we can talk about the health orders and we can talk about businesses and grants and the HSC, but the biggest issue facing most people at the moment is what's going on inside their brains. Can you tell me how you think most people are faring at the moment in New South Wales?
Well, I agree with you, Ben. I think it impacts every single person because this virus and the impacts of it affect the whole community. I think that we talk about stress, but I think that it's worth looking at not so much what stress does to us, but how we can actually manage the stress that we're confronted with the virus. And there are some really quite straightforward strategies that every single person can use, and there are some very accessible online resources that people can tap into which can help them to improve the ways we manage our stress. Because, quite frankly, this is the most challenging, stressful experience most of us will ever face, and it's quite prolonged. And so constantly monitoring and reviewing how well we're managing the stress on a day-to-day basis is really important.
How do we do that? How do we monitor what's going on in our heads?
Well, I think that there are some simple strategies. The first thing is that one of the things that disappears when you're in a lockdown is the sense of routine and structure in your day. And it's really important in managing stress that you create some kind of a routine and you set goals. Even if you're in lockdown, you can set goals for the day which are of a constructive and healthy nature. It's really important to exercise whatever you can do within the confines of the restrictions.
And that's why it's frustrating when you see people putting up videos and photos online saying, oh, look at all these people walking down at the park. Look at them strolling along the promenade down at the beach. I mean, if we don't do that, then our health is going to deteriorate even further.
Absolutely. And if we have the opportunity, and not everyone does have the opportunity, but if we have the opportunity, trying to get some regular exercise every day actually helps both depression and anxiety. There's good evidence for that. But even if you're locked in and you're in isolation, you can still have an exercise routine which you can carry on within doors. Those things are critical. It's important to maintain a sleep pattern. A lot of the time when people are in lockdown, they lose that kind of routine about their sleep, and that has an impact on anxiety and depression.
Is it also critical that we find a path out of lockdown? I mean, it might sound a bit obvious, and it goes without saying that that's the end goal, but we need to be fair dinkum about the fact that lockdowns are bad for our health.
That's true, Ben, but I also think that it's important for all of us, particularly those of us who are in leadership roles or that we are parenting roles, teaching roles, is that we convey the fact that there is a path out of the lockdown and there is there is every reason to be optimistic. I think there's a balance between talking about the impacts of this in terms of the harms that it causes versus the fact that it will come to an end, and we're doing it for a really important reason. And the reason we're doing this is so that we individually and as a community can stay safe. Those kinds of constructive and positive and optimistic messages, they're not inaccurate, but it's really important to create that sense of balance.
And that social interaction is so important for all of us, whether it's grandparents or mums and dads or kids out there missing their mates at school or missing the grandparents or other relatives or friends in their community. We know that we're staying apart for a reason at the moment, but that's so important that eventually, hopefully not too far down the track, we all get back together.
Oh, look, I'm glad you raised that because I think that particularly people who are relatively isolated anyway, people who live alone or people who've are away from their regular community or they've been bereaved or others, they especially need to pay attention to opportunities to safely make contact, usually by phone or by video. It's not the same as doing it person to person, but it's a really important thing to stay in touch with people and to talk about how they're managing.
Why don't we commit to staying in touch and have a regular dialogue during this lockdown period? It's been really good to catch up with you. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much for asking.
Good on you. Dr. Murray Wright, the New South Wales Chief Psychiatrist. And after listening to the good doctor, you've got to ask the question, why aren't we hearing from him at the 11 o'clock press conference that goes through the same thing every single day, featuring the same people every single day? And we've been saying for some time, mix it up a little bit. And he's a perfect candidate to go along to that press conference and talk about our mental health, which is one of the biggest challenges right now.